in Washington since 1902 in the Washington Nursing Center. We start our 810 News this morning with a special guest on the phone. We say good morning to U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me with you today.
Well, thanks for calling us and spending some time with us this morning. Of course, lots going on. And last week, the big news was health care, and you voted last week against the repeal of the health care law. Can you just kind of elaborate on your vote and what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. The Affordable Care Act has enabled an additional 300,000-plus Hoosiers to have health care, many for the first time. So if you have diabetes, you were able to get health care for the first time. If you have a heart condition, you were able to get insurance for the first time. And HIP 2.0 is fully funded by the Affordable Care Act. So what we were able to do was cover over 300,000 Hoosiers. I've said I am more than happy to improve health care, to make changes, to do whatever's necessary to provide better health care, but I am not going to vote for something that takes away health care for 300,000 Hoosiers, many of whom are listening right now. And so, you know, if you have diabetes and got coverage for the first time, if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, you lose that coverage. And I'm trying to stop that.
So HIP 2.0 would definitely go away if the health care law is repealed.
Well, HIP 2.0 is fully paid for by the Affordable Care Act. So unless they find another way to pay for it, it will go away.
Okay. Now you've said lots of times that the current law is not perfect.
Right.
What? Any ideas to change it? What needs to change it?
Sure. Some of the things we could do would be to put into place insurance competition across state lines. So if you can get a better deal from an insurer in another state, you can do that. Health savings accounts, which if you take very good care of yourself and your number of claims is low, that you get to keep some of the money and put it away in an account for yourself. Making sure that we have wellness programs in place so that the first and best way to take care of your health is to try to make sure that you stay in good health in the first place. And so all of those are great ideas that can be added.
Okay. And on another subject, it seems like kind of a minor deal, but we are now known as Hoosiers at the federal level.
We are, and I was glad to see that. We used to be called Indianans, which I laughed and said the only people who call us Indianans are folks who are not from Indiana. So I asked them, hey, could you call us who we are, which is Hoosiers? And they said, absolutely.
And this was in a publication that the federal government uses, right?
Right. So when they talk about Indiana and about our citizens, this is the federal government publication. And from now on, we'll be called Hoosiers.
All right. Brand new administration coming in on Friday. Are you going to be at the inauguration? Any thoughts?
I will be at the inauguration. We have hundreds of Hoosiers who are going to come by tomorrow. We have coffee for them. We're looking forward to seeing them and trying to make it as great a weekend for them as we can.
Okay. And it's on the state level, but did you get a chance to listen to the governor's speech last night?
I didn't hear it last night. No, okay. I was working on the inauguration, but I saw some headlines that said, be bold and be courageous. I support both of those things.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, Senator.
Oh, it's my privilege, believe me.
Right.
Thank you.
Call us anytime.
All right. Bye-bye.
Senator Joe Donnelly this morning is, we have 38 degrees and overcast skies. Talking about the state of the state rep, Governor